This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can find me at jackstockwell.com. I wanted to talk about your memory. Again, I like to address the subject matter of these presentations on the Good Day Health Show with Doug, trying to answer questions that either come in through email, and you can email me at office@jackstockwell.com. Well, that's the best way, office@jackstockwell.com. Or you can always call my office if you need something explained in greater detail and it takes time to do so. At 801-523-1890. And one of the things I've been asked about a bit, quite a bit actually, is your memory. Long and short-term memory. Because for a lot of years, and probably for even more so for a lot of people, we've been under the impression that it's seniors who are the only ones who needed to do anything possible to preserve our precious brain function. I have a hard time thinking of myself as a senior. I'm 72, so I guess I'm considered that. I mean, I have Social Security, I have Medicare, and if I go to the theater, I get the senior ticket price, so I guess I'm a senior. But I feel great. I feel great. I'm in great shape. I submit to the same spinal care from another good NUCA doctor that I offer my patients, and I supplement, and I take care of this. I use the supplements I often talk about on my show. And so I when I see somebody else that's in their 70s and they're starting to hurt, you know, it takes me aback a bit, and I sit down with them and we start talking about different things, because being able to remember something, and I guess that's where I want this to go, is our memory. And, your memory is the heart and core of all your conversations. It's the every single day something that we have to keep remembering. And remembering is possibly the single most important function that allows us to do what we do, to love those whom we love, to live a life fulfilled with both happy and sad memories that we all have. And although the senior population, and let me just say that's 60 and over, are hit the hardest with memory loss. I have patients in their 50s and under who are starting to struggle with remembering. And unfortunately, some of us begin to experience memory loss way too early in life. So I want to discuss some of the things you can do to prevent memory deterioration, even avoid it altogether. But you can find thousands of articles online that explain the workings of the human brain on a much deeper level than I have time or I want to go on to in this show. And as I always do, I invite you to do some self-study. Don't believe something because I said it. Even if you agree with or like what I have to do, I want you to be able to own the things that I talk about or disown them as a result of your own self-study. But due to the limited time that I have on this program before I join Doug, I'm going to kind of be brief about the intricacies of how your brain works. And I want to instead focus on some of the important information on the best ways to nourish and supplement this very unique organ to maintain its profound memory power for the longest term possible. Now, there's a website that is called Simply Psychology. And it offers, I guess, what I would say is the best and least medical description of the terms of types of long-term memory. And what that would amount to in examining this is what's called a procedural memory. There's procedural memory, semantic memory, and episodic memory. And in the procedural memory, part of the whole idea of long-term memory, responsible for knowing how to do things. It's the memory of your motor skills. It doesn't involve conscious thought. You know, it doesn't declare itself. It's just like, you know, once you learn how to ride a bike and you don't get on a bike for 10 years, you know how to ride it again as soon as you get on the bike. That's procedural memory. There's semantic memory, and part of the explicit long-term memory responsible for storing information about the world. I mean, it includes knowledge about the meaning of words, the concepts of general knowledge. You know, for example, Madrid is the capital of Spain. People get to a point where they can't recall that. Now, that's semantic memory. It involves conscious thought, and it is declarative. In other words, the knowledge that we hold in semantic memory focuses on knowing that or knowing this. And so we might have a semantic memory for knowing where we went to high school and what the name of that high school was and what the motto or the mascot of our high school, even though it might have been 30, 40 years ago. And then there's something called episodic memory. And part of the explicit long-term memory responsible for storing information about events that we've experienced in our lives. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show, and two websites, jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. I'm talking about memory and the various things associated with memory that in the sense of younger and younger people now, I have patients in their 40s who are beginning to experience memory loss, and I'm trying to lay the foundation for the concepts of understanding the basic ideas of memory. And what's called episodic memory is remembering to great detail in some experiences the things that have happened to us as we've experienced our lives. It involves conscious thought. It's declarative. An example would be a memory of your first day at school. What your prom dress looked like in your senior prom. And so the knowledge that we hold in episodic memory focuses on knowing that. You know, like, when was D-Day? Well, it was June 6, 1944. I know that. An episodic memory for knowing that we caught the bus to go to college or on a certain holiday that doesn't seem to be very important to anybody else, but to you it is. It's remembering what you were doing the day you heard President Kennedy was killed. I remember very well. I was out on the soccer field, eighth grade. I was out on the soccer field during gym, and somebody came out and said, the president's been shot. I'm not laughing at the president being shot. I thought they meant the president of our class. You know, eighth grade student government. It wasn't until later that I found out, oh my goodness. Well, anyway, and then that's long-term memory. Short-term memory, there's another website called The Very Well Mind, just like it sounds. And I think it offers the best and the least medical description of short-term memories. And this is what that website says. Short-term memory is very brief. When short-term memories are not rehearsed or actively maintained, they last mere seconds. You get introduced to somebody new, you're with some friends, and there's somebody there you don't recognize, and they say, oh, hey, Dr. Jack, this is Ben Johnson. If I don't rehearse the name, 3 seconds later, I won't remember what his name was. So I have little tricks and tools that I do with trying to remember for short-term memory stuff if I think I need to remember something like that. Now, if I'm never going to meet the person again, I don't worry a whole lot about it. But maybe they're coming into the group and I want to remember his name. You have to rehearse the name. And there's different ways to do that. But short-term memory is very limited. It's like you don't have a whole lot of room in your short-term memory to remember a bunch of stuff. And this, at this website, Very Well Mind, they talk about how you can hold on to about 7 you know, plus or minus a couple of items, but you can hold on to about 7 different things. And they use the shopping list as an example. And if, you know, if I'm going to go shopping for the family or whatever else, I have to put it into my cell phone. I don't care if it's 3 or 4 things. I put it in my cell phone because I haven't got time to sit there and remember 7 things. And not that you need to, but the research shows that you can hold on to about 7 short-term memory things, plus or minus 2, before your short-term memory bank is full and it won't go any further. So although the brain is the most complex organ of the human body, we don't have to understand all of its intricate parts for it to be able to perform at its peak function. I mean, it should come as no surprise that the brain is like any other part in the body in that there are 4 universal essential practices that are crucial to preserving and improving your brain function, which I'm going to go into here before Doug gets on the show. And if you're missing any one of these 4, you need to change your ways, because it'll lead into 2 of them. There's an article called The 4 Best Ways to Maintain Your Brain. It's at the Harvard Health. And it says that although the areas of the brain associated with memory and reason shrink with age, you can still add brain cells, and you can still build new connections between those cells throughout your life. And so the 4 essential actions that I'm talking about for brain health, they all have specific requirements for nourishing the brain properly and effectively, as noted in the Harvard Health article. And, of course, all of these practices are great for our overall health, but my emphasis here is on the specific needs of the brain. And these practices are: what's the best exercise for the brain? What's the best diet for the brain? What does social connectedness have to do with the brain? And what is the best mental stimulation? Because like any other organ in the body, if you don't use it, you're going to kind of lose it, or at least its optimum function. So we're going to be coming up to our first break here in a few moments. And when I get back, I want to go through the best exercise, the best diet, the meaning of social connectedness, and how important mental stimulation is to keep yourself having a healthy brain. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, all of the quotes below that I'm going to share with you was from an article published by Harvard Health. And you can go there online and look at it for yourself. I don't agree with some of their diet recommendations. I'll discuss what I think is the best diet. So the best exercise for the brain, and now I'm quoting, "The best evidence so far is for aerobic exercise and physical fitness," says Dr. Dickinson, who is writing in this article. He says, "Not only have scores of observational studies linked regular aerobic exercise to reduced risk of dementia, the results of several randomized controlled clinical trials and a few imaging studies indicate that aerobic exercise increases brain mass and it improves reasoning ability. In studies of healthy people that showed the greatest positive effect, people who got an average of 30 minutes of aerobic exercise five times a week over a year got the maximum benefit from doing something like 3 minutes of aerobic exercise. That doesn't mean jogging for 30 minutes, although that would certainly do it. Where I work, my clinic was on the sixth floor of an office building, and so I walk up those six floors. It doesn't take me 30 minutes to do that, but boy, I'll tell you, by the time I'm up at the top, I've got some oxygen going to the brain. But just walking has always been and probably always will be the best exercise. But you need to walk fast enough. You don't want to walk up to the point where you would lose your breath. You want to walk up you don't want to go past that point. Just to you know, where you're breathing faster than normal, but not to where you lose your breath. So, obviously, this has something to do with increasing the critical nutrient oxygen to the brain. I often ask my patients, when it comes to nutrients, what is the most critical nutrient required by the human body? I'll ask you that. Just think about it for a moment. What is the most critical nutrient? Oh, it's vitamin C. Oh, is it? No, it's vitamin A. That one comes first. No, it's proteins. The most critical nutrient I define as the one you can do without the least amount of time. and that's oxygen. Pure and simple, the most critical nutrient for the human brain, the human body, is oxygen, because that's the one nutrient you can go the least amount of time without severe suffering or severe consequences. All right, that's exercise. Social connectedness. Now, I'm quoting again from Dr. Dickinson. Evidence from observational studies linking reduced risk of dementia with social connectedness dates to the 1990s. As researchers have looked into these connections more deeply, they have discovered that variety and satisfaction in social contacts is more important than the size of a person's social network. In other words, here's a person who has 20 social contacts, and here's a person who has 200 social contacts. The person who has 20 has one or two absolutely total mind-linking, heart-embracing relationships. Is far more important than the size of the other person's social calendar that includes 200 other people. I think you get the point. Those deep, deep connections that gives us satisfaction in our lives and our friendship is more important than how many people we know. Okay, we're going to come up to a break again here and before too much longer, and I want to talk about mental stimulation. What does mental stimulation have to do with the strength and the continuing health of the brain? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the clock ticks away, national debt negotiators continue not to see eye to eye, risking the dollar falling into default June 1st. That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. GOP negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republican and Democrats. Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes this is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. Democrat Representative Pete Aguilar says the blame is on Republicans.
Republicans are not only moving the goalposts, but continue to hold out to the most extreme elements of their proposals.
Elon Musk announced he will interview presumptive Republican GOP presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tonight on Twitter, promising a major announcement.
And will be the first time that something like this is happening on social media.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I just wanted to mention offhand, and she's probably listening to this show, I'm going to mention her first name, not her last name, Georgiana, who flew to our office in Salt Lake City from Fairbanks, Alaska, and she found out about us through this medium, through this network of the Good Day Health Show. She came and spent a week, and I worked on her for a week, and she's in her 80s, and she went back home with far less pain, standing much straighter. So good morning, Georgiana. All right, mental stimulation, what's that got to do with all of this? Again, I'm quoting Dr. Dickinson. There is some evidence that challenges like playing a musical instrument or learning another language have more benefits than repetitive exercises like crossword puzzles. Although brain training programs are a multi-million dollar industry, there is no conclusive evidence that any one of them improves memory or reasoning ability. We don't know whether playing brain games is helpful, because getting together with family and friends to play cards may be just as good. Now, personal comment, I find that reading and writing are also highly stimulating, to say the least, as they involve many of the different functions of the brain. And I also make an effort to cook a nice meal at least once a week of something I haven't cooked before. I'm kind of the cook in the house, and I enjoy cooking, but I don't like the mundane where I cook the same thing over and over again, or the same 12 different things over and over. So once a week, usually Sunday afternoon, I try to get into the recipe books, buy something Saturday ahead of time, stuff that's got to be marinated or prepared ahead of time. And I find that's a great stimulation for my brain. Okay, what's the best diet for the brain? Based on listening to my show for all these years with Doug, you should know immediately whole organic foods. Now, as I said earlier, I definitely do not agree that the Mediterranean diet recommended in the Harvard Health article is the best diet for the brain, because there are certain inadequacies. And as a spine doctor to my patients and as a nutritionist to my patients, you can't beat the Weston A. Price Foundation, WestonAPrice.org, for their food recommendations and their diet recommendations that's based on nutritional studies of 100 years ago that were designed around populations that had no cancer, had no heart disease, had no diabetes, were not overweight, did not have arthritis, and on through the list. And you can get those diets at Weston A. Price Foundation. Not to forget the simplest solutions for keeping the brain happy and satisfied. The first one, of course, is clean, fresh water without all those nasty chemicals you get from the sink faucet. And you will find many excellent water systems as well as good bottled water in the West, in the Colorado area, El Dorado Springs. There's the Tennessee Valley water is another good water that I highly recommend. It's interesting that you have to go buy water when it's pumped through your kitchen sink. That stuff is not fit for human consumption. Now, remember this. The human brain is comprised of 77 to 78% water. So it has to be provided with the freshest water, the cleanest water we can come up with. And then the second vitally important ingredient is to feed your brain ketones. Ketones cross the brain barrier. Dr. Bruce Fife, F-I-F-E, has written extensively on the subject. He recommends at least 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil on a daily basis. You can get coconut oil in a jar at room temperature. It's solid. It has a little coconut taste, but not that much. You can put it in your coffee or your tea. You can put it in your soups. You can add it to different foods that you eat. And those ketones are there. The ketones are the perfect energy for your brain. And then for brain supplementation, you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. And we have some podcasts on the brain that my wife and I have put together. Now, senior citizen protocol. It's very easy to continue to feed the brain the healthiest food you can. There are two foods in particular that are extremely powerful in its content to deliver to the brain the needed nutrition to keep that brain active. One is chicken eggs from free-range pastured chickens. Not the white stuff, not the white eggs that you're going to buy commercially in the supermarket. More and more supermarkets now have organic eggs, but you have to be careful of the organic egg because some of them, these chickens are kept in compounds even though they're fed organic feed. Now, the chicken eggs that come from the chickens that are allowed free range, and by free range, I mean several acres as to where they can run free and eat the bugs and eat the grass and eat the worms and eat whatever dead stuff is laying around out there, as chickens do. The digestive system of a chicken is marvelous in its ability to change all that stuff that you'd never eat into an egg that once it's fertilized, in 21 days, it will pop open and this little peep, 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 peep thing comes out of it running all around the place trying to find its source of food as well. how much energy is in an egg that in 21 days it becomes a living life form capable of producing more eggs. That just, you know, I've talked about that for decades, and it still amazes me what kind of energy is in that egg. It's considered the most perfect food. I do not argue with that at all. But it has to come from chickens that were fed a chicken's diet. Not a bunch of, a lot of chicken food is soy-based. And so there's this growing hobby throughout the country of people having chicken coops in their backyard, which is great. I have no problem with that, if that's what you want to do for your own animal husbandry drive, as well as to provide fresh eggs. But you got to be careful what you feed them, because what you feed them is going to be in that egg. And you want to make sure that the protein that is present in that chicken feed does not have any soy, because that soy protein will end up in the egg. And soy protein is estrogenic. It increases the levels of estrogen in the body, and neither male nor female needs that. Not from a food source. So when we think about the best ways to care for and feed your brain, you know, like you've got this new pet, what's important is a couple of things here. One of the best things that you can feed your brain on a regular basis is extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin means, it's the first stuff coming out of that olive. And Spanish-sourced olive oil, even more than Italian-sourced olive oil, seems to be the cleanest, purest olive oil out there. And if you see a bottle that says extra virgin olive oil, read the label anyway, because they may be putting canola and soy in there, soybean oil, to cut the oil for a cheaper price. And if they did, it's on the label. Even though it says, and it might even say 100% virgin olive oil, that doesn't mean that the bottle contains 100% extra virgin olive oil. It means the extra virgin olive oil is 100% extra virgin olive oil. There may be something else in there with it. So again, it's very important that you read the containers. Extra virgin olive oil contains a very powerful phenol called oleocanthal. And oleocanthal is anti-inflammatory. It reduces the amyloid plaque that's associated with Alzheimer's. And it provides an enzyme base that helps to stop the form of amyloid plaque. It also offers up great sources of vitamin E. It's a healthy monounsaturated fat that your whole body needs, including the brain. And you want to make sure you get the highest quality possible. It should have a grassy flavor rather than a greasy flavor. It should have a slight green appearance to it, not clear. And the more peppery flavor it has, without adding pepper to it, the better that olive oil is. And then, what fruit is best for the brain? It's hardly argumentative at all. It's blueberries. You know, flavonoids are the selling point that exist inside of this, especially something called anthocyanins. And there are studies showing that this compound of the anthocyanins that are in blueberries have been very beneficial for improving memory function and mood. Blueberry consumption is also correlated with a delay in cognitive aging and protecting the brain against the loss of functionality, especially in those three areas of memory that I was talking about. And then the third thing is grass-fed beef. You know, other than the protein, you know, you're seeking out the high-quality grass-fed beef brings along a list of nutrients to your table, easily absorbed forms of iron and zinc. Vitamin B12, liver in particular, grass-fed beef liver, highest levels of B12. You can only get B12 from an animal source, but your brain can't function. You can't have energy. You can't produce healthy red blood cells without vitamin B12. Vitamin E is in there, as well as the omega-3 fats, all crucial for brain development in children and the ongoing brain health in adults. parents often notice, especially new parents, when they're trying to give their children balanced diets and the kids just push the vegetables away and they go for the meat. That's because of the drive that exists inside the hypothalamus of these children. The brain knows what it needs to increase its own capacity and size and its own functionality at an optimum level. And hardly anything, if you're going to feed kids the best brain food you can, make sure they're getting the extra virgin olive oil in their diet, teach them to love blueberries, raw, organic blueberries, and grass-fed beef. There are researchers who believe there was access to these nutrients that played a big part in our brains evolving into the super machines that our brains are today. When they go back and they look at the Neanderthal and the Cro-Magnon and all these, what happened? Something happened because the brain size changed very quickly as it went from one level of intelligence to another level of intelligence. So the other foods, you know, making a genius food list for your own brain and for those of your kids, are the healthy fats. Remember, your brain is 70% fat anyway. And potassium, zinc, selenium, magnesium, vitamins A, B, and E, choline, folate, various carotenoids. But your brain wants you to eat real, whole foods on a daily basis, and you'll maintain your sanity to some degree, more so than your neighbors who don't. All right, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining up with Doug to finish out this week's show. You can hear all of the Good Day Health Show podcast, the Good Day Health Show. You can hear my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around. Doug and I will finish the show.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com, OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com, OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Good Day Health Time, 53 after the hour, on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. He is Dr. Jack Stockwell. ForbiddenDoctor.com is where you can find him. Nuka Chiropractor, GAPS Practitioner, and our health guru. Let's just be real. Let's call it what it is. Hi, Jack.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what I'm going to do without a dose of Doug this morning, but I have every anticipation that I'm going to come away rewarded having talked to you this morning.
Oh, go on.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Yes. Hey, there's out of the National Institutes of Health, and I know people are having a hard time believing anything out of the NIH anymore or the FDA or the CDC because of the what's happened the last 3 years, but there is a very interesting study. Dr. Nima Majesli, who's the director of medical toxicity at Staten Island University Hospital in New York, says that a study they had just finished that acetaminophen, Tylenol, is by far the number one cause of acute liver failure in the U.S. And there are a lot of people who are afraid of opioids, and rightly so, and they're afraid of other, even some NSAIDs, that aren't quite as dangerous as opioids, that will go to acetaminophen for pain control. And we know from a study, oh my goodness, it's got to be 25 years old, that said that 1,000 doses of 500 milligram acetaminophen in a lifetime is enough to put you on the liver transplant list. And you can go to Walmart or Target or any of the big stores like that, and you can go to the over-the-counter drug area, and you can actually buy a bottle of 1,500 milligram tablets or capsules of acetaminophen.
That is
so anyway.
Scary.
Well, it is. And so the NIH had a report where the drug caused over 500 deaths, 56,000 emergency department visits, and 2,600 hospitalizations every year, not just in the period of the study, but for every year. And the majority of these cases originate from unintentional chronic overdoses that people will often, you know, it's from the misuse of medications like Percocet or Vicodin or Tylenol PM, because there's a lot of times that acetaminophen is sitting there in the background. I mean, you can get extra strength aspirin or Excedrin and read the box, and it's 500 milligrams of Excedrin and 500 or aspirin and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. And so a lot of people who do not want the opioids, but they just kind of fall into a habit, because I have patients like this who will tell me, man, if I don't start the day off with three Tylenol, I won't make it through the day. And I say, well, that's why you're here. Let's do a consult. Let me see what I can do for you. And usually we can reduce pain levels enough where they can start getting off that. But, the problem is they don't think about it. It's just kind of automatic. They get up in the morning, they have their coffee, or they have their orange juice or their tea.
It's
their bacon,
like one of their supplements or vitamins almost.
It just, absolutely. It's like, yeah, I take my supplements, and tell me what you're taking. And acetaminophen is usually in there, or ibuprofen. And so while we know that acetamin can smoke the liver, we know that ibuprofen, overuse of that can smoke your kidneys, because these things are poisons. Any kind of a chemical compound that we take into our body that Mother Nature didn't make is poisonous to the system, and the body is going to have some level of inflammatory reaction to it. Even aspirin, even baby aspirin, is toxic to the human physiology. And so the trade-off is, well, I've got this very serious condition, and my doctor tells me, well, for a short period of time, I want you to use this or that. And as long as we stay to that short period of time, we can probably get through it so that the symptoms can abate to the point where we can reduce the inflammation, find out what's causing it, and address that, and then get off the drug. But even things, anti-inflammatories like prednisone. Prednisone has a warning in the package. Do not use more than a week. And I have patients who come in who've been on prednisone for 2 years, and they want to know why their bones are falling apart.
Well, and doesn't prednisone also make people cranky? Isn't that one of the ones that can alter for a brief period of time your mental state?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then as long as you stay on it. So back to the American Journal of Epidemiology that was reporting, they conducted the study on vitamins and lifestyle. Over 65,000 people between the ages of 50 and 76. And based on those results, the people who took acetaminophen, Tylenol, at least 4 days a week for 4 years were twice as likely to develop blood cancers than people who took less or none of the drug.
Oh my God.
That's something to think about.
That is scary. Well, you can hear more about this and more from Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Visit gooddayhealth.com and, of course, forbiddendoctor.com. Jack, thank you. It's 58 after the hour.
My pleasure, Jake.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.